somebody that, not either engineering firm or the concrete company, but a neutral testing company that would test it regardless, or do the breaking of it.
Is this something that needs to be done within the next couple weeks? Can be tabled for 2 weeks?
Yes.
I'd like to table it for 2 weeks then. That way Mr. Heyer can be here and we can
discuss
with him. But what do you guys think?
I'm good with that. And make sure that his first agreement doesn't include on-site testing. Because maybe it's already in there.
I don't remember. I don't think it is. I don't remember being in there. But I still just... Because is it for the overall project or is it just the two buildings?
Basically, well, I think it's the overall project.
Because the way it's broke out and what you gave us, it was, or in the agreement, it just talks about the two buildings. Well, the actual cost of construction of the buildings, percentage-wise, the engineering fees, the extra engineering fees was going to be quite a bit percentage-wise. I think it showed...
Unless I read it wrong. Basic services, task one and task two for total basic service authorization.
That's the original, it's $294.4.
Right.
And then the...
So off the original $294.4 to add an additional $74.8, that just seems like a pretty high... amount based on, now if it's a $2 million project it was $74.8 okay. But for $294,400 to go.
Yeah, and see we took on what was originally bid out, we rejected that rebid and then we took some of that out
which
and that reduced the cost, which but we're still paying the same engineering.
Right. I think we moved the table.
Okay.
Agreement for professional services amendment one for 2 weeks from yesterday, which would be the
second.
20th. Oh, 2 weeks from yesterday would be the 23rd. Well, you were seconding it. I was looking for a date. You were second. I was like, it's not the second. Today's the 10th. Goodness. Okay. Until the 23rd.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
They think they'd be there about 10 hours a week.
Yeah, average. It may probably average out that. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Randy.
Thanks, sir.
Insurance discussion. We've got on here may go into executive session. Do we need to go into?
I think there might be some information he's giving that will this protected by some of the records might be protected. So there might be a need to go into it. Mainly to protect identities and
identities. Well, I had suggested that, and the reason there's some shock loss claims and reports that are designed. Of course, the employees' names or anything is not on it. However, we're still a fairly small, you know, organization, and so we do have diagnoses codes as well as dollar amount paid. And I just want to make sure that somebody doesn't say, oh, that must be Jim and engineering because I know that diagnosis. So it's up to the commission, obviously, how you want to handle it, but. If you want to have some detailed discussion around some of these claim issues, I would recommend that we do so in a closed session. On the left-hand side of the packet is information that I think would certainly be fine for the open session, just to kind of give the overall quick review of where we are. This is the renewal from the current carrier. See, if you go a few pages in, they give you the thank you letter and all that stuff, but the first page that's relevant for our discussions is this one here. And as you can see, the Cox Health Plans is coming out of the gate asking for an 11% rate increase. As you guys watch the news and see the debate on health care across the country, obviously we've handed out some renewals that are significantly higher than that in the current year. We've did some that were lower. But, and you know, at the end of the day, that's where Cox is coming out. And then the, you know, just behind that is really just the plan designs that you currently have, information on those things. And then the packet to the right is where we get into the details of how they came up with their renewals, the claims, and that information. Leave it to the discretion of the commission of whether you want to go through this report in open or closed session.
I do have a question. Does it make a difference in our rates in any way, the number that is on the policy?
As far as the total number of people on the policy,
does it?
That really, when you do the renewal, they just divide up, they take the total claims for the group and they divide it by the number of people. So it really doesn't make a big difference to go from, you guys have almost 250 on the plan today. If you went to 300, it wouldn't make a dramatic difference. It really just comes down to the claims that you have versus the number of people. The more people that are on a plan, the more predictable it comes, right? So in other words, if you get up to 1,000 lives, then it's what they call credible, which means that you can predict much more easily what the claims will be because you got a bigger pool, you're going to have a certain number of heart attacks, you're going to have a certain number of cancers, you know, so on and so forth. So it becomes, the bigger you get, the more predictable. But that's not direct correlation to say if you have more people on, then you get a discount or whatever, just predictability.
To whether an employee only is on or an employee and his family, does that weigh in on the cost of it in any way?
The only way that I would say it weighs on the cost, the commission currently, I believe, pays a $100 toward dependent coverage. And so all of your employees are going to be on, so that you're going to have a good mix of healthy as versus sick folks. Because dependents are not paid, then it is, you know, somebody who has a sick spouse is more likely to put them on the plan than somebody that has a healthy spouse, particularly if that spouse has other coverage somewhere else or something else. So there is a little bit of anti-selection, as they call it, within the industry for doing that. However, the fact that you guys pay $100 means that you've got a pretty good mix of people on the plan. So I would say it has a small impact. I would not call it huge.
Well, the problem is like me specifically, I'm spending, I think, over $1,000 out of pocket for my family to be on there a month. Mm-hmm. I know I can find insurance cheaper for my family because we're all young. We're all, my wife and four kids are healthy, no issues, so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. So I would be the perfect one that would get off of the county plan, which would then take healthy people off and raise even more for. Does that make sense? I mean, am I wrong in that? Am I correct in that?
Yes.
Analogy.
I mean, the value of the group plan is you get to take those premiums pre-tax, whereas if you buy it on your own, you'd have to pay after tax, and then you'd have to look and see what was available in the
$1,000 a month. Yeah. I'm paying on insurance out of pocket.
Yep.
That's just for my health insurance.
Right.
You heard me say I don't like insurance companies.
Yes, I did. I.
And this is what I heard from several employees over the years, is that it costs them too much to have their, they could have maybe, and I don't remember now, either they could have their children, but if they had their children, their spouse, it just jumped up.
Yeah, that's the other, but I mean, that's through the insurance company, that's Cox, and that's those doing it. But yeah, you're right, because if you go down to just your children, like my four kids would be less than $400.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it was just my spouse, it would be $400 or $500.
And we do help people that are on group plans every day look at coverage for dependents. And oftentimes it does make sense to look at an individual policy. and that's part of what we do is to, you know, basically help them figure out what's best for them.
Right.
So you would help county employees if they wanted to look for a family plan outside of...
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Actually, Cox Health Plans is one of the few carriers out there that will do for people that just need their kids covered. They have what they call their kiddie plan. And so that's actually valuable. You don't have to have an adult that goes on with them like you do with most insurance policies. But also, like in Commissioner Williams' case, I mean, he could put his wife and kids on a separate plan, and it very well might be a better deal than being on the county insurance.
But the caveat to that is that my point in that was is we need to incentivize possibly. We have to look at the total budget and everything. But it might behoove us to incentivize keeping younger people on the plan as a whole, because then that will keep the rates down as a whole. That's what I'm trying to...
The more that the county pays toward dependent premiums, the healthier the risk pool likely will be.
You want our employees with younger families, and we have a lot of younger employees in the Road and Bridge Department. We're starting to have some older people retiring, younger people coming in with families. We want them on our insurance plan to help offset the expenses and have lower, that's what I'm looking for, lower claims.
You think it would lower our insurance rates by $110,000?
Well, I mean, it's hard to say. You never know for sure who you get, right? And as we look at the shocks claims report in whatever setting that we're going to look at it, you'll see that, you know, we do have some pretty serious ongoing issues. But you know, if you have a bunch of young, healthy kids on your plan, then they're likely going to pay less or have less in claims, and therefore your average per person is going to be less, and that's how they calculate your renewal. They just look at your claims, divide it by the people that are on the plan, and then add their administrative fees and such, and then that's what your premium comes out to. So,
of course, you've got the other thing. When I'm young is when I have my children,
mm-hmm.
and you've got the expense of that. And I mean, the reason you have insurance is because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't want to be stuck with it. And you could have a one barn, like presiding Commissioner Schofield's has a grandson that was 6 weeks early. Mm-hmm. So still in the unit and surgery, and we're very concerned about him now. He's still got a ways to go. So that could be on your, there's no guarantees.
Right. And it really, that's what insurance is for.
Uh-huh.
I mean, is what it's all said about.
Well, I was expecting 11% increase last year.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
What would it cost the county? I know this has been brought up before to
self-insure,
allow the employees that are going to retire continue with the insurance until they are Medicare eligible. That would be what, 65?
You can certainly do that. There's nothing within the policy parameters that says you can't. You know, the first thing you have to figure out is whether the county was going to participate and pay any of those premiums. In most cases, you know, they don't.
Yeah, right.
That being said, you know, kind of along the lines of what we've been discussing, you have a group of people that are somewhere in their 50s to 60s. Those folks are going to typically be higher claimants on average. Some are very healthy, obviously, but some aren't. We all, the older we get, the more claims we get. So you're going to have a pool of folks that may increase your average cost of claims per person in doing that. And again, it really just comes down to how many take you up on it. Again, because it is very expensive, many of those folks will probably choose to buy a policy that probably has a much higher deductible and you know, take a little more of the risk on their own. But the people that would be most inclined to take your policy would be the ones that have a pre-existing health condition. So you just need to go, it's just kind of risk management 101. You know, you look at it, you weigh the pros and cons of being able to provide that benefit versus the claims potential that you'd have for that group of folks.
Okay. Would it cost them just what it costs for us employee insurance?
Yes. There would be no, in other words, they would pay whatever the